This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good guys on the radio, it's 7 after the hour. Yes, we are. I don't refer to Jennifer and Victoria as guys. That really bothers me, actually, when you go into a restaurant and the waitress says, hey, how are you guys doing? And
I all I say.
Yeah. That's all you say, yeah.
I'm a geyser. Hi, guys.
You're a geyser.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Yep. I'm a girl geyser. I'm a girl geyser watching guys go by. So, hi. It's the, I did say it was the DJV program already, right? See what's going on. The folks at Google are buying a big office building in New York City, Jennifer, $2 billion. And I was thinking about what they're doing on Pico in Westwood, taking over an entire mall and rebuilding it. I think they both spent about the same amount of money. And so,
fair to say they're not strapped for cash, right?
Right, not strapped for cash. How did Google, I guess that's that is a very good question. How did they capture the imagination?
Let me Google that. Yeah. And I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now everybody uses my friends them. Killed encyclopedias.
Yeah. My friends make fun of me because I don't remember a time that's pre-Google. And then a friend of mine was like, you don't remember Netscape? And I was like, I do.
I remember going to the library using the card.
Yay!
Finding something that would answer
the
my
Dewey
question.
Decimal System. Ooh, hooray! Okay, so let's think about this for a moment. Putting into context Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, the amount of the economy, what do they contribute to the economy, what do they suck out of the economy? What is America without Google, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, etc.? And then I think about specifically, as I look at this with Google, I don't know much about Facebook and the real estate holdings and where they all are, because they're probably remote here, there, and everywhere. Apple has a physical presence in a number of places. But Amazon, I just was telling Victoria during the news, there's a large commercial office. It's like a big campus. And the fellow that runs it, they were high-tech people that sold out and got hundreds of millions of dollars. So they've used that. This family's used the money to buy up a lot of commercial real estate in what we call Metro West, which is where I am, west of Boston. So these guys just sold a 6.5-acre campus, that's what they call them, has a 200-and-some-odd-thousand square foot building on it that was built 24, 25 years ago. And Amazon is going to tear that building down because it's not suitable to rebuild for a warehouse. So they just tear it down and put up a new building. And then I thought to myself, okay, well, there's a big, huge warehouse being built in Hartford. There's a huge warehouse being built in Brattleboro. There's a huge warehouse being built up in Nashua, New Hampshire. These people are building these warehouses. And then if you drive out on Sunday, I had to go to Western Mass to pick up some equipment for the farm. And I'm in a reasonably rural area, and I'm seeing Amazon trucks, the smaller vans and the bigger vans, all over the place. I mean, they're everywhere now. It's like, and the trucks, the 53-foot trucks that are hauling things back and forth from one warehouse to another, they're all over the highway. And so one of my points, I guess, is in short time, this company has, it was 20-some-odd years ago, people laughed at folks who invested in Amazon. The company lost money for the first, 15 years or so of its existence, lost big. And it'll amount to something. And it did and has. And so these places that are being built, the office, we worry about what's going on. If people are going to work at home, is that going to kill office space? Well, in this circumstance, it's not office space. It's warehouse space, but it still is space. Apparently, the soaring real estate demand has, in this circumstance, helped an otherwise sort of bleak reality because the banks are not having, you know, their employees are flexible, they go home. Lewis, your husband does. We do. We work. The radio world works from home now in a lot of circumstances. So why do you go to New York? Why do you go to Los Angeles? Why do people still want to have offices in these big, expensive cities? Why? I guess
well, Google's answer, yeah. I mean, Google's answer is that they want a big presence in New York City because that attracts a better workforce.
Yeah.
And so that makes
that
sense.
True? You think it does? Okay.
For tech, yeah, I think for tech and for finance, I think yes, it does.
Yeah.
That's, you know, because they can pay a higher salary. It costs a lot more to live in New York. So, yeah, you're going to be drawing, your pool of potential employees is going to be a lot more qualified and, you know, higher levels of degrees or experience based on whatever, you know, if it's media or tech or you know, or finance. That seems to be the three big ones.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, excuse me, going to work for them. Okay, the United Nations having their opening session this week in New York. The fact that Joe Biden really didn't say much to scold the Chinese. I don't know if there's any big surprise there. And
well, that
all the
kind of wasn't
things
the point of his speech, though. The point of his speech was diplomacy. So to come out and also in the same speech, you know, bash one of the nations doesn't really seem like that would be on brand.
I think what people were looking for is using our relationship and saying we need, at this time, our globe is being challenged by multiple threats.
Yeah.
We've got problems in the Middle East. We have problems in Russia, problems in Iran, problems in China. Now, we know he's not going to say anything about the Middle East because he just screwed that up. We know he's not going to say anything about Iran because he's desperate to make a deal with them. But the fact that he didn't really mention Russia and China, I mean, if Trump hadn't mentioned Russia in his speech at the UN, people would have said, oh, that's proof he's in bed with them. Well, I said the same thing about Joe Biden. Not mentioning China tells me that he's in bed with them. And by the way, Hunter Biden's emails? What?
What do you want to hear?
Hunter Biden's emails.
No, I want to go back to...
To what?
That exclamation that you started.
Oh, I don't remember. But I'll say that Hunter Biden's emails, and everybody goes, oh, those were, you know, they were just... verified by Politico yesterday, in which Joe Biden says 10%, or excuse me, Hunter Biden says 10% for the big guy when he's talking to his friends over in China. So it's a very real concern that this family is somehow profiting from that relationship. And if that's true, then maybe is that the reason why we're not getting a response on COVID? Is that the reason that we're getting kind of weak sauce at the UN?
Well,
it's something to investigate.
It's a big day for the Taliban because they've nominated an ambassador to the UN.
Woo-hoo! Can you imagine?
That's
it. It'll happen.
Now, will they have recognition, actually? What kind of a joke is that?
I don't know.
That was part of Trump's deal. Ask him.
What?
He's the one who negotiated all that.
It'd be pretty crazy to see the Taliban sitting in the UN General Assembly.
Taliban. Yeah. I'm not too excited. Well, listen. Okay. Remember the old commercial for American Airlines? We're American Airlines, and something special in the air was the rest of the tagline. I always used to sing it, Jenna. Remember? We're American Airlines, nothing special in the air. So
you know,
they
I
made
forgotten
deals
until right now, but now I remember.
Now you remember. All right. So American has managed to screw up pretty much every. And I say this. Being a 2-million-plus-mile user of American and having hundreds of thousands of miles, all that stuff, because they provide me with a service that I want. Mostly, I fly from Boston to Los Angeles, and they have the best schedule, so that's why I use them. Do I like them? No. Do I think that they have the best airline in the world? No. But they sucker you in by, you know, giving you various ways to have status and get upgraded.
Did you just turn into Luigi?
How's that?
They sucker you in.
They sucker you in. Well, they do sucker you in.
Mamma mia.
Anyway, so they've made a deal. They took over TWA 20-some-odd years ago and promised everything, and they ruined all the employees and the airline and St. Louis, which was one of their major hubs. They had New York, San Francisco, and St. Louis. Their hubs, they ruined them all, and they put a lot of their people out of business. Anyway, so now they want to make a deal with JetBlue, and they actually started it last year. And if you go to American Airlines to book a flight from, let's say, Boston to Los Angeles or New York to Los Angeles or Boston to Miami, you'll see a code share there'll be half the flights run by American, half of them run by JetBlue. And the reason that they wanted to make a deal with JetBlue is because JetBlue is basically a domestic carrier, even though they've screwed up. They had a partnership. This the ethics of this. The JetBlue deal with Aer Lingus was to have Aer Lingus use their terminals, and JetBlue would feed traffic into Aer Lingus, and they had a wonderful deal until JetBlue figured out that they could do it better themselves. So they literally screwed the Aer Lingus and now are flying their own planes to Ireland out of the East Coast hubs, New York, Boston, etc. But apparently the people at Aer Lingus didn't see it coming. And all of a sudden, one day, the guy from JetBlue says to Aer Lingus, sorry, deal's over, we're going to run our own, you know, that kind of stuff. So now American and JetBlue make a deal basically for JetBlue to feed into the American hubs for overseas travel. And it involves hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people, 58 routes from airports in the Northeast, mostly, again, Boston and New York. The people, apparently the attorney general says, this is a merger. And JetBlue and American say, no, it's not. I say it is. I know the guy, the MO of the guy that runs American is to get these people in. He did it with US Air. He did it with Allegheny. He did it with America West. They make deals with them and then they become dependent on them. His name is Doug Parker. And he is a cretin. And so anyway, they're all bottom line guys. Let's do the things as cheap as we can. And you all know that if you see things going on in American planes versus American's the only airline that's taking all the entertainment devices out of the plane. Everybody else is putting them into the planes. But because it costs money to take care of them, they make you feel that it's better if you have your own devices. You don't want to use ours. Bring your own. So they don't have to put those things in the planes. That's the kind of thing that goes on with them. Anyway, as usual, American and JetBlue say it's better for the consumer because prices will be better. Do you know what a joke that is?
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one airline merger that's ever produced prices that were less than what you were paying before.
They all say that, so yeah.
Right. It's a big
I'm happy that this is being looked into before everybody's just stuck with it, you know?
Exactly. Me too.
And
18
the
after
the
deal.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time, and because Jay is dealing with family situations, Victoria and Jennifer will do a fine job here. I'll just sit and listen because they are happy to tell me that I don't have a clue when it comes to a lot of this stuff. Although I think I know when I'm looking at this story about Willie Garson, who is somebody who's been a character actor. If you Google him and look at his face, you know who we're talking about. He's been in countless television programs and movies. Apparently, though, most people remember him for his role in Sex and the City. So what's the scoop, Victoria? You've been following this.
Really sad and very shocking. I just, you know, when this hit my phone, this blew up the alerts and his death and his sudden passing. No one saw this coming. He was only 57 years old. He apparently had been quietly battling cancer for a while. And so the most shocking thing for fans of Sex and the City, of course, he played Stanford Blatch, who was the gay socialite who was Carrie Bradshaw's best friend. Also, they called him Stanny on the show. And then he ends up with Mario Cantone's character, Anthony Marantino. And so they've been together. They got married in the second movie. And so he's just had such a huge presence on the show. And even the new reboot, which is called And Just Like That on HBO Max, there was Mario and Willie Garson. They were filming just weeks ago. And so Michael Patrick King, who is the creator and executive producer of Sex and the City, he said that, you know, behind the scenes, he was very ill, but still just gave it his all in those scenes that he was filming, and he must have known that he wouldn't, you know, make it through the whole season. So I'm not sure if that was taken into account when they wrote his script or if this is a surprise to the cast as well. But lots of tributes pouring out. He had been on so many other shows: White Collar, Hawaii Five-O, Quantum Leap, Girl Meets World, Mr. Belvedere, Just Shoot Me, Big Mouth, Supergirl. I mean, he has 170 acting credits to his name going all the way back to the 80s. So
yeah, and as
very
I said,
sad.
He was he had an interesting role, his character interesting on The Blacklist. And speaking of The Blacklist, this is an interesting, I was just talking about Dick Wolf and all of that. Was that on the air or off the air, by the way? That was on
off
the air, wasn't it? Was
off
the air?
Yeah.
Okay. I was talking about the FBI shows that are now on Tuesday, what was last night? Yeah, Tuesday night. And they CBS gave Wolf 3 hours, the complete program schedule for Tuesday, with a bunch of FBI shows. And he controls Wednesday night on NBC with all the Chicago shows. And the number one show, actually, just behind NCIS, or certainly is in the top five, is Law & Order SVU. And now there was Dick was trying to get, they have a that the new show with Christopher Maloney's character coming back. So they changed their lineup on Thursday. So the Blacklist goes first, then it's SVU, and then it's Maloney. I thought that was kind of.
Do you know what's really funny? Whenever you talk about TV shows or a TV show, I feel like I need like a map.
Yes, 100%.
I don't
Thank
know
you,
why.
Jen.
The reason like I bring it up in part is because we all keep talking about everybody. Look at the Emmys the other night. Excuse me. There wasn't one network show. Excuse me. That won anything. And yet,
I think that's going to change next year because of the pandemic. Streaming services had a lot of stuff to pump out, and networks didn't. I don't think that's a permanent thing.
Yeah. Maybe you're right about that. I hope that my son's going to show
the networks are focusing more on dramas, which is too bad because I like the half-hour comedy, but maybe that'll help.
But they aren't funny anymore, Jennifer.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Speaking of that, Al Franken.
You're right, Doug.
Al Franken apparently is going to launch a new comedy tour. I thought this was going to be a TV show, but it's called The Only Former U.S. Senator Currently on Tour Tour, which I'm sure... Okay. He should never, we all agree that he should not have gotten, gone away.
Nope. There was no due process at all.
Yeah. He's going to take shots at Mitch.
He got taken out. Well, he got taken out by people in his own party.
In his own party, right.
Kirsten Gillibrand. Thank her. She's
taking shots at the Republicans in his tour. All right, 28 after.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, fall style.
Wait, wasn't it just June, right?
So I went to Kohl's.
Of course you did.
I got a cute Cara Santana for Nine West sweater for 25% off and a great pair of Vans.
Love Vans.
And saved 25% on a Champion hoodie for my husband.
Ooh, sounds cozy.
You should go. You'll get 15% off or 15, 20, or even 30% off with a Kohl's card.
BRB.
Select styles. Offer ends September 26th. Champion coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See Kohl's.com for details.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week. And some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official has said that thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking a massive effort to send most of those migrants back to Haiti. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
After months of negotiations, the bipartisan police reform talks have ended without a plan. President Biden on Wednesday criticized Republicans. U.S. Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a critical opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday.
It was really whether or not the penalties for cooperating or doing what was mandated, those were takeaways. So in other words, they were going to you were going to lose grant money. I'm not going to be a part of defunding the police.
The Republican released a statement after he said Democrats walked away from the negotiation table, and he said that he was deeply disappointed. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California on CNN claims Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down.
The Senator Booker and I were very optimistic because Senator Scott seemed as though he really wanted to see reform take place. And actually, because of the filibuster that your guest was just talking about, we needed those 10 Republican votes. And it just seemed as though Senator Scott had a very difficult time getting to yes. I also think that there were interference from some of the national police organizations. The Fraternal Order of Police actually did negotiate a deal with Senator Booker, but other organizations jumped in and that fell apart as well. So I think he just had a terrible time getting to yes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Where'd that music come from?
I like it.
Really? Oh, that's special music. Okay. It's the DJV program. Hi. Doug Steffen with Deborah Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to bring the universe to your ears, if you will. Apparently, California now has the nation's lowest virus transmission rate. Jennifer, it is the biggest state in the country as far as population is concerned. It has substantial coronavirus transmission declines, which I find interesting.
I guess they're going to celebrate with.
What?
Mandates! More mandates!
Uh-huh. Here for the mandates! Yippee!
It's so crazy how so many states are just, every state is so different, you know?
Yeah,
and so there are states that really didn't even get COVID the first time around a year ago, or more than a year ago, and now they're the ones with doctors and nurses who are just, you know, desperate with overspilling of ICUs, and it's horrible. And then in states where we got hit really early, like New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts, where you are, you know, we're kind of, I cautiously say, we're starting to kind of come out of it. We also have high vaccination rates in
we
our states.
Yeah,
and that makes
Northeast.
A big difference, too.
Yeah. Okay, we were talking
back and forth. It's really strange because you would think the weather would determine it a little bit, but like California had a surge at the beginning of summer, and now that started to peter out a little bit. It's really interesting because you would think it's when people are more shut down and less outside, but I guess maybe conversely, because the weather is nice, people are more outside and spreading things around. Who knows?
All right, Jennifer, I'm going to come to you on this because I don't quite understand.
I should come
to both of you because Victoria is a techie sort of expert, and we talk about hacks all the time in our technology report. Apparently, there was a huge breach by one of the hacker groups, the one that's done the most damage called Anonymous.
Yeah.
Which has exposed a lot of the extremist groups and how they operate online. And I wonder what the left-wing news media says that it's embarrassing for the far right.
And, I know, and I was trying to read through it and try to figure out why it was embarrassing. But well, there is
information. Well, because names that had been hidden are now exposed. So it's embarrassing
the
for a lot.
I never even heard of these people. Who were they?
No, the individual people. The reason that, it's the individual people behind the Proud Boys and all those crazy right-wing groups. They had been hiding behind, they were literally anonymous before this hack came along. They had been anonymous and had been allowed to remain anonymous. So you could have a regular day job, and then you could be, talking about overthrowing the government, and they were completely protected until this breach came along, and Anonymous is one of the biggest hacking groups out there.
Yeah.
And they're equal opportunity hackers, believe me. They're not just going on principle and going after right-wing groups. They hack anything that they can. And so this is the embarrassment part of it is because now individual names and contact information has been exposed, like any hack. Your personal information has now been exposed. So
okay,
that's
so let's
the embarrassing
talk about
part of it.
Another hack. Applicant tracking system software used by 75% of U.S. employers to help filter job candidates apparently has been hacked. They're rejecting a lot of qualified job candidates by mistake. I don't know. I use the term hack. I don't know. These are programs that are used by employers. I think we advertise for a couple of them here. Don't we? Isn't Indeed one of these? One of these hiring.
What's the issue? So they're saying that they're not scanning people's resumes properly.
Yeah, millions of candidates. This is
well,
a
that's
study.
Not good in a job right. shortage yeah.
no.
situation.
Titled "Hidden Workers: Untapped Talent," delves into how leaders can improve hiring practices and improve diversity and that sort of thing. The software is used by 75% of U.S. employers to help filter job candidates. And according to this, 90% of employers used it to filter the rank and rank these are middle-level jobs, but apparently it didn't work. So, you pay that money for the stuff, and it's supposed to let you, if you're an employer, indicate what you need, like what do you need for a degree, what do you need for certification, what do you need for a license.
Yeah, there's screening questions. I just did a whole thing with Indeed. There's screening questions. I didn't choose to use them because I like to screen people myself, but I guess some people probably do.
If you're a large corporation and you've got 1,000 or more applicants, per position,
which
happens all the time, especially in media jobs, then those are the companies that are really scanning these types of things and using that. It's probably an algorithm that's just gone wrong. Mm-hmm. But that is really unfortunate if that many people are applying for jobs that they're qualified for and they're not really getting any.
Companies like Walgreens, I was looking at the people who, there are 26 million people between the first of the year and now that file for unemployment in this country. Can you imagine? That's like a fifth of the workforce. And the virus, we all know, screwed things up. So now the people that want to get on, anybody use LinkedIn anymore? Does that have value?
Absolutely. It has more value probably than ever because you can be – they have settings now where you can have your profile and you can actually – if you don't want your boss to know that you're unhappy at your job, you can actually – there's a privacy setting where you can allow recruiters to know that, yes, you're willing to look elsewhere, but you don't want to have it advertised on your homepage. And my husband gets approached for jobs all the time on LinkedIn.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, I mean, they have recruiters and they have people searching through resumes and stuff, so it doesn't always mean it's a good fit or the right fit, but yeah, it's a tool that a lot of headhunters are using.
Finance, tech, education, customer service, those are where the big jobs are. Customer service, There's no such thing. That's an oxymoron. Customer and service don't go together, as far as I'm concerned.
To laugh, though, because right before we left for our vacation, I had to run into Best Buy, and I had to get a new phone case. And within 30 seconds of being in the store, I had two different employees ask me if I needed help.
And I just always need help?
I always think of Doug, because Doug is like, well, I mean, they were just being really helpful, and I actually did need to be pointed in the direction to save time of where I need to go. But, yeah, I mean, Doug's Best Buy must be the worst one in the country, because he never has anything nice to say.
All right, so here are the companies. This is a service. One of the things about this program, I'm happy to have you learn from us or hear from us or get the help or just ideas. The companies that are hiring right now, FedEx, looking for 35,000 people. Pizza Hut, 30,000 people. Kroger, 20,000 people. Walmart, 50,000. Ace Hardware, 30,000. Lowe's, 30,000. Walgreens, 25,000. Pepsi, 6,000. Fidelity Investment is seeking to fill 2,000 jobs at the moment. Think about it. Add those all up. It's amazing. And this is just a snapshot of the companies that are looking for people. These are big name companies, not to speak of what I was just saying. The millions of smaller jobs there are.
Yeah, the person I'm looking for is CRN. Right. I mean, it doesn't even include those. But it's a huge amount.
And how are you trying? You just said you used Indeed.
Indeed and LinkedIn, actually.
You did. You find the person you're looking for?
As soon as the news started breaking at the end of August, it was very slim pickings early on.
Yeah.
During the spring, when I was looking for engineers, it was easy. I got out like hundreds of them. During the summer, I was looking for someone, nothing. It was like crickets. At the end of August, that's when I noticed things picking up. And it was because the headlines had come out that the extra federal benefit was going away. And I swear there is a correlation between the people who were applying and the benefits running out.
Yeah,
so, yes, I did okay for this time around.
Mm-hmm.
In the spring, though, it was a lot of response.
Yeah. All right. James Bond, Daniel Craig, synonymous the last six movies, right? Hasn't he done six? Five? Six. Five or six. Anyway. And he's doing a lot of interviews now because the movie's coming out next month. And he was one interview that I saw. A couple of things came out of it. One of the things was his love and admiration, apparently, for the role. He seems genuinely sad not to be going on to another James Bond movie. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, why are you not going to do another James Bond movie?
Physically, it's so much work.
It is.
Everybody
he's
always
in his
loved,
mid-50s.
Yeah, and you know, and they, and I'm just saying what I've heard. I'm not accusing, but you know, like there's a lot of these actors when they have to bulk up that much, you know, they do some roids. It's not healthy, and you don't want to stay on that for any long period of time.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, and a lot of people say that about Hugh Jackman. Like, well, why doesn't he do another Wolverine movie? Well, if you look at how ripped he was in those movies, that's not an easy physique to maintain.
No, you're right about that. I think and he's
not
a pretty
so hard
thoughtful.
For me. I mean, you just got to really put in the energy.
Good for you, Jennifer. Congratulations. He also said the next Bond ought to be a woman, which I thought was.
He said they shouldn't be. I think he said they shouldn't be a woman, right? And didn't he get criticism for that?
Did
I read it wrong?
Really? Oh, maybe I read it.
I don't know anybody, honestly. Like,
I don't think
if you're a real James Bond fan, and I am, I love, I've seen every James Bond movie, you know, going all the way back to Sean Connery. No one who's a real fan of the franchise wants a woman to be Bond. I mean, come on. We want to look at a hot guy. Like,
You can have like Atomic Blonde, like Charlize Theron was great and kind of like that Bond-esque role. But James Bond, to appease the politically correct culture, I don't think needs to be. And by the way, Daniel Craig says James Bond shouldn't be a woman.
Okay.
But he said he hopes for a similar female-led action movie, kind of just what we said. So there we go.
Yeah. So somebody like, there's a black lady, I forget her name, who's in this one, who has quite a significant role.
The girl who plays Moneypenny, they've given her a lot more of an action role.
That's who it is.
In the last couple, and she's great. I love her. Right. But Moneypenny is Moneypenny, you know? Right. Like, let's not get all the characters jumbled up. Everybody has a character.
Right.
And the rumor still is that the next, it's Reggae Jean Page, who's from Bridgerton, and he would be phenomenal in the role of James Bond. Right. He's younger.
I've got a guy who's similar.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody loves him, too, but, you know, I think that, I don't know, it seems to be skewing towards Reggae Jean Page, so we'll see.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, James Bond out in a couple of weeks. This is the DJV program, the Zodiac Magic franchise that we've created. I have, with a couple of important people, astrologers and psychics, lots and lots of people. This was actually one of the, I give Victoria credit for this, a lot of this, because she's into it, as am I, and we decided instead of doing a radio program, we would do a specific podcast that focused on the outlook for the next week. So every Sunday, you find a new Zodiac Magic at Zodiac Magic Show. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find it there. This week, we're obviously focused on the equinox. Or equinox, some people call it equinox, some people call it equinox, but we go into fall and the moon and what that is doing to all of us. We all know the moon affects the tides, so to think that it doesn't affect you is pretty silly. And we talk about that, and then each day of the week, what you can expect, and then Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley is in every week, and she has fabulous advice to give to people and takes... I usually give her a question a week to talk about, like, souls and were we born into this life at random or did we choose our parents and that sort of thing. So if you're interested and find that stuff fascinating, this is a good read. Actually, not a read, but it's good. Listen, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcast, just look for Zodiac Magic. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller. For those of you who don't, you know, I make this assumption, Uri, all the time. I've known you for 25 or more. Let's see, 1993, so 27, 28 years. And whenever I talk to people, some people know right away it's an age thing, who you are. And when I'm on the radio with you, I don't want to assume that people know who you are and why you became famous, why you were a household word, a name for decades, and today your relevance is still as important, but I think sometimes what you do, you are very knowledgeable about social media and being out there, but do you find sometimes that there's a disconnect between you and our generation, your generation, our generation, and people who are younger when it comes to believing in
you? Absolutely. You know, time goes very fast. Mm-hmm. And the span of attention of a human being is kind of next to zero. Yep. So you're being, in today's age of Internet and TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, you know, you're pumped in every day. Billions of things are pumped into your brain from all directions. So it's very misdirecting. Unless you are a super, super famous celebrity, either a big rock star or a huge movie star, because behind them, there is an army of PR people. The movies, for instance, when Tom Cruise does a film, you know, tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars are pumped into publicity.
Yeah.
So those are the ones who are constantly in the news and being remembered, especially in the singing world, because if you have a hit, it's being played everywhere. So if you're not attached to that group of people, there's a huge gap downwards. And in order for me to be very well known in America, I have to be on television in the States constantly. It's constant.
Yeah.
Once you drop out, even for 3 or 4 or 5 months, you're forgotten. It's incredible. Doug, you know that there are most young people don't know who Gary Cooper is.
Yeah.
They don't know who Elizabeth Taylor is. Some youngsters don't know to read an analog watch. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's crazy.
I have a youngster who works for me on the farm who's 19, maybe 20 years old. And the last time I paid him, I put a note in with the check to explain something to him. And when he saw me that next day, he said, "I don't understand the note." I said, "What do you mean you don't understand? It's in English right in front of me." He said, no, I can't read cursive." Wow. So all they do is read the damn computer. They don't have to think. They don't have to. They just are like robots.
Not only that, but when you type into the telephone and you make a mistake, it automatically corrects you.
Well, it corrects you even if it doesn't make, if you didn't make a mistake. You might want to emphasize something or put a different word in, and it just keeps telling, it's like telling you what to think. The machine tells you what to think and what to do. And you know what? I don't want that in my life.
This is why the high-tech giants are ruling the world, Doug.
Yeah,
it's
Facebook,
and it's, they decide who becomes the president. Who is out, who is in, who is allowed to get on social media. That's basically, that's the way it is today. Someday, hopefully, it'll change. But right now, we are in the hands of the high-tech giants.
That reminds me of something. I never asked you this. You have been very big in Asia, in Japan especially. What do people think of you in China? You know, we have this thing with China, and I never really asked you that before. I don't know whether you've ever been or what people think, or if the government even would allow you to come in.
I'm okay, I think, with China, but if I ever wrote something against them, they will find it. So, incredible. And then they might just say no to a Chinese visa.
Yeah.
It's terribly controlled. Everything is a face recognition. It's wow what is going on there.
But yep,
they're,
that's for sure.
They're leading the world in everything. In economy, in the arms race.
They're pushing everybody in society. They are. All right, Uri Geller with us here. New book, Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. Find that on Amazon, along with his book on dowsing, Learn to Douse Using Your Intuition, All Strong Suits, from Uri Geller. URIGELLER is his website, urigeller.com. And again, those books available on Amazon. Uri, talk to you next week.
Thank you, Doug. Bye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.